Archer of ArcherRadio.com, and we're on Skype, and we're going to chat with Mark, Chef Mark of the Remarkable
Talent
Podcast.
Are we going to talk with Chef Matt?
Say hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Good, good. That was my homage to the boyfriend. Because when you say hi, Mr. Boyfriend, he says, hi, Mr. Boyfriend.
That's true. Well, it feels like I haven't talked to you forever. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm good. I'm really good. Things are going well. I'm busy, but things are going really well. I'm excited.
Very good. Hey, yeah. Were you anywhere near that plane crash in New York today?
No. I'm very far away from that. I mean, you know, luckily. Although, ironically, the helicopters were circling above last night because there were, and this didn't make national news like the other one, but there was an Amber Alert because all the helicopters were searching because a woman stole a SUV that had a little boy in the back.
Oh no!
And luckily, they found him at the end of the night, way in Long Island. But they were, you know, I was like, I went out to walk Stephen. I'm like, there are 7 helicopters overhead. I said, there's something going on. So I called Jennifer, and I said, turn on the news and tell me what's going on. She said, yeah, there was a car stolen and a you know, a little boy was in the back.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah, no, I wasn't anywhere near that thing on the east side today, and that's terrible, that, you know, but it's just an accident. And you know, I understand why people immediately start thinking of 9/11, but I don't know, it kind of freaks me out that everyone's like so focused
on edge.
On it. Like they assume it's terrorism and they get all freaked out. And I get, you know, there is a lot of post-traumatic stress, and I understand that. I mean, I was here on that day too, so I get it, but I don't know. There's something in me that wonders why people have to go there immediately and they have to, like, insist on all the comparisons when, you know, you don't know. And then when they did know, they were still making the comparisons.
You know? Right.
You know,
anyway.
The whole, yeah. Anyway.
So what else is – what's new with you?
I'm keeping really busy. There's a lot going on behind the scenes with The Gilded Fork and a lot of our productions and stuff.
Well, that's good. I'm sure we'll hear about it at some point.
Yeah, I just released a show about which I taped a couple weeks ago, which was my we went to the Wines from Spain event here in New York.
Oh,
and
cool!
It was called the Great Match Wine and Tapas, and they had wines from all the regions of Spain. There were 300 different bottles represented from 120 different producers.
Wow!
And they had 11 restaurants there that were doing tapas. And the cool thing was that it wasn't just Spanish tapas; it was tapas from everywhere, including, you know, there was a Japanese restaurant, there was an Italian restaurant, there were a lot of different American style restaurants, and so I just released that show where I interviewed the director of Wines from Spain, a bunch of the different producers and representatives of regions, as well as a lot of the chefs. So that was really cool, a lot of fun.
And I have to tell you, I'm sorry I did not listen to that show.
Well, I mean, I just put it up last night, so
okay.
It's this week's show, so you have a few days.
I'm so bad about the I know, I've been so bad about the Remarkable Palate podcast. I haven't been keeping up with that one because there's so many other ones that I'm listening to. You'll have to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll catch up.
In your more puerile manner, right? You're looking for the ones that are talking about sex. I guess
no.
I guess the Remarkable Palate show isn't enough about sex for you.
No, it has nothing to do with sex. No, nothing to do with sex.
No, it seems like there's a lot of shows this week, and I've been really busy that I haven't had a chance to catch up. I just caught up with one of your early shows from the week, and I still haven't had a chance to listen to John Ong. I feel really bad because I usually try to listen to him first thing on Monday.
Yeah, well, he was talking all about Kay or Kai. I think it's Kay.
Kay, yeah. Oh, the guy that he interviewed months ago from Malaysia.
This was like an update, and
I'll check that out.
But the other thing, too, is that I've been picking up or connecting to other podcasts, and I've actually dropped some of the older podcasts that I used to listen to and don't listen to anymore.
Okay.
Like, I have to tell you, I haven't been listening to Wanda very much lately.
Yeah.
It's like she's still on my list. I still download and everything, but when it comes down to the time and the day, she becomes the last one I listen to.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been able to listen to as many of her shows as I do because, and I think I explained this to you, I was having an iPod issue.
Yes.
And some of the shows, I would go to play it and it would force a reboot of the iPod, and this is
completely separate
from the computer. You know, I could listen to it fine on the iTunes, but you know, I just wasn't able to sit and listen a lot of time. And it was funny because I think that it was happening for Wanda Wisdom, it was happening for Ramble Redhead, and I thought, does it have to do with redheads who talk a lot?
It has nothing to
We
do with
love
it.
you, Ramble. No, but it started happening on more and more of my shows. So I finally just did a restore on my iPod and completely, I let it go overnight and repopulate. And I haven't had a problem with it yet, but let's
Oh,
keep our
that's
fingers
good.
crossed.
That's good.
So yes, I'm listening to Wanda again. I
But
just
like
love her.
I've been listening to This Boy Elroy, of course, because there for a while I was only listening to like one or two of his shows, and then I'm subscribed and I get every show. And same thing with OK So Radio, Matt Blender. Do you listen to him?
I have heard him, but I don't listen to him consistently.
Yeah, so I'm listening to him now too. And I think I'm gonna have to pick up Mikey Pod. Did you get that message that we
I
got
got
from?
those wonderful. Yeah, and he and I actually had some more exchanges beyond that. We've chatted a lot, and we were actually supposed to meet up when he was in New York last time, but poor thing, he got, and I was sort of, I feel bad for him now. I was a little bit peeved at the time. He canceled last minute. We were supposed to go to the Cloisters, which is this amazing museum in Upper Manhattan, which is a medieval museum from the Metropolitan, and it's actually a collection of, it's four different medieval monasteries that have been brought over from Europe, from different parts of Europe, and reassembled into this gorgeous, amazing museum up
Oh,
in Upper
cool.
Manhattan on the top of the hill, where Fort Washington used to lie. So anyone who's an American history buff, that was the Battle of Fort Washington happened right there.
Very cool.
Unfortunately, we lost that particular battle. But anyway, we were supposed to meet there, and he called me up and said, "Look, I was walking all day yesterday, and I have these horrible blisters on my feet, and I cannot walk anymore." So
Oh.
he said, "But I'm moving to New York in a few months. Let's meet up then." So I said, "Okay, that's a rain check." But yeah, Mikey, he's doing some interesting stuff. In fact, he IM'd me this afternoon and said, "Hey, turn on CNN. There's something going on in New York." And that was how I discovered that this plane crashed into the building.
Oh, okay. Well, I've only listened to like one or two of his shows, but after getting that nice email, I mean, that was such a nice email that he sent to all of us. 'Cause for the listeners, you might remember, I think it was last week or the week before, we had recorded.
It was last week. It
Was
was
it
on our
last week?
Gangs All Here Part 2.
Yeah, the gang show. I guess we were talking about Mikey Pod, and he sent us all an email saying, what a great thing it is to hear a show where people are actually having a fun time and not, putting down other podcasters, which is what I guess
And
has
not
been,
putting down other queer
right,
podcasters.
queer podcasters. Yeah. And it was just such a nice email, and I'm thinking, okay, now I gotta start listening to his show
And it was
again,
interesting too, especially considering that the context in which we were speaking about him was, Mike was saying, well, he's gone to this commune and he's living there, and we were all a little bit, like we didn't really know about it and just
Right.
wondering, what's going on? Is it a cult? Is it a thing like that? And I shared what I knew about it, and Mike Hipp shared what he knew about it, and Mikey said, yeah, it's funny that, people can think funny things about an organization that they don't really know much about, and especially with the kind of activities that they've had. And I guess he's given more details on his most recent podcast about what that is. So he didn't take offense at all. He
That's
just
good. I'm glad.
to hear people talking positively about other queer podcasters, especially considering that lately there's been a bit of a brouhaha in the queer casting community.
Which is, I think I mentioned on another show that I'm just not getting into that whole thing at all because I just love talking to you guys so much on these gang shows that we have. Getting Big Fatty in there and
And
Mike
here's how we
Hip.
get more listeners. We call it Archer's Gangbang.
Oh my God. The next time we do that, that's what I'm going to name the show, Archer's Gangbang. Love it, love it,
We can
love it,
we
love
can
it.
have the wah-wah pedal music in the background. Wah 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 wah
Oh, that's
wah wah.
terrible. Well, so you've been listening to my shows lately. You've been catching up, I should say. And I wanted to ask you about the whole binaural recording when I was going around and describing everything I was
See,
doing.
finally you're bi. Finally, I have more bis around me.
Yeah, I'm binaural. But you know what? After you sent me that message or comment or something, and I was like, oh my God, did I do that? And I listened to the show and I'm like, I described
You totally
everything
did.
I was
I'm
doing.
walking now, and here I'm breathing. And
Exactly.
now you will hear, but you also did it a little bit in the Charlottesville episode where you said, now you will hear the boyfriend in the right ear because he's sitting to my right and I'm
Right.
driving. And we're like, we know because we're actually hearing
Yeah, I
him.
know. I
But
have
it's funny, there's that tendency at the beginning to do that. I did a lot of that in my early forays into sound scene with the binaural mics.
I will get much better with it, I'm sure, but
What's interesting is that what happens is that because they're so discreet, you actually get to the point where you just walk around and just do and say and live, and you almost forget that you're wearing them. And it's in a certain sense, like you can, you have to actually remind yourself to tell people that, you're recording, because they might take offense later on if they find out that you are recording without their knowledge.
Well, now, when you walk around with them on, do you have the black corded ones or the beige corded ones?
I have the black one.
So you
And
can
it
see
sort
the
of
wire
it,
in your
oh no, you
ear.
can see it, but to the casual viewer, they would think that you just have headphones in your ears, that you were listening to music, and that maybe you turned it off and now you're chatting. You know,
Yeah,
I
I
mean, it's
guess
such a
that's
common
true.
sight nowadays to see people with earbuds in their ears as you talk. I mean, I'll be out listening to my iPod, not the binaurals, but the regular iPod with the white cord, and I'm just listening, and I run into someone, and I hit pause, and I start talking to them, and I leave the things in my ear,
Right.
So, yeah. Oh, there's my
Oh,
phone.
getting a phone call.
Yeah,
Is it
I'll
is your
turn the ringer off.
is
It's
it
my
tonight's
mommy.
oh I was gonna say is it tonight's trick?
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. Yeah.
So wait,
Next.
I was gonna say, so wait, are you dating the Asian guy that you were talking about before? What's
Not like in a dating sense, no. But we've seen each other a few times
Oh, that's
since the last
good.
time we talked. Yeah,
Very
he's
good,
very
very
sweet.
good.
And then, strangely enough, I got a phone call the other day from another very cute Asian guy that I had seen a few months ago that I hadn't heard from, and he actually called with an apology for why I hadn't heard from him, and he got into a period that was very overwhelming for him, because one of his friends Syro converted, and he and actually and not Syro converted, but got sick, I guess, had been HIV positive and actually got ill, and he was, being the primary caregiver for his friend who was in the hospital. So, like, literally for a month he was between just work and taking care of his friend, and he
Oh,
literally
wow.
did nothing and contacted no one around from that. And he was calling to apologize and saying, I'm so sorry, I hope you don't think I'm a jerk and a flake, but I kind of liked you, and it would be nice to see each other again. And I said, yeah, definitely, I understand, it's no big deal, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh.
And I felt badly for the guy, because it was very overwhelming for him
Yeah.
to deal with his friend's sickness. And his friend is back out of the hospital and is more stable now, so that's
That's
good.
good. That's good.
Yeah.
That mean you have a message?
That means that mommy left a message, yeah. Have
Have you been watching any TV lately?
I been watching any TV lately? That's kind of like saying, have I been breathing lately? No, yeah, I have. I've been managed to keep up on my shows despite all the work I have. Lost. I know you're not a big Lost fan,
I
but
am not.
baby, I am a huge. As you know, I'm a huge Lost fan. I regularly comment on several Lost podcasts. It's something that my little brother and I share. My 13-year-old brother, he's a huge Lostaholic, and we spend time on the phone after the shows. In fact, I was just thinking tonight that I might talk to him after the show tonight and record our Skype call for my podcast.
Oh, you
That might be
should.
fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like
Yeah.
to hear your brother. That would be
The one thing
cool.
though is that I don't want him listening to my Remarkably Mark podcast, 'cause it's adult themed. It's not, inappropriate, but it's adult themed, and he's
We'll just have
still,
to tell him that.
he's still an adolescent.
Okay, I got a message from Michael. Keep talking. I'm just going to type so you're going to hear the
Oh, so I'm
keyboard.
gonna hear your
Yeah,
thumpy thump
clunk, clunk,
keyboard.
clunk, clunk,
La la la, so what I was doing
clunk.
was.
Stop.
Oh, actually, here's a funny thing. I saw, they have been running these ads for this new movie with Helen Mirren playing Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, doesn't she look great?
She does, but the weird thing is, and then late last night, just as I was going to bed, I turned on the TV in the bedroom and was watching, and Elizabeth the First came on, and it was Helen Mirren playing Elizabeth the First.
Oh my
So
gosh.
isn't that weird that, like, just like a year or two ago, she was in this movie playing Elizabeth the First, and now she's in this movie playing
Playing
Elizabeth the
Elizabeth
Second?
II. That is so cool.
I thought that was, and I love Helen Mirren is an acting goddess. She's, I think, is it's amazing. She can do anything, but she's not a huge star. Like, people don't really recognize her and remember her for, but she's just
Yeah.
amazing. She's great. I love her. She was in The Cook, the Thief, the Wife, and the Lover. She's played everyone. She even played Ayn Rand in the bio, the biopic that they did, called The Passion of Ayn Rand. It was a Showtime movie they did a few years ago. So it's kind of cool. I just love her.
Do you know how I can add Michael to our conversation?
I know that people do that, but I've never been able to do it. When I'm in a conference and I try to add someone, it's and I click call, they say, "Do you want to put the conference on hold to talk?" And I'm like, "No, I want to add them into the conference."
Let me see.
So play around with it, see what you can do.
I might have to hang up on you and call. Let's see, where is it?
Well, this isn't a conference. This is just a
Right,
Skype to Skype
that's.
call. So just click on add and see if it'll add him in.
Where's the add button? I don't have an add button.
Just go to his spot in the contacts list and click the little phone and call
Okay.
him and see if it adds him.
But it might hang up on you.
It might. I'll live.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it says, I'm going to try this add to conference and see what that does.
That's it. That's what you need to do. That's
Okay.
exactly it.
Now it's ringing. Let's see. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are
Hey,
you?
Michael.
Hey, Mark.
What's up?
What's up? How's it going, boys?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I was wait. Was wait. Well.
Oh, excuse me.
Stop.
Oh, you're funny.
Are you
I just
joking
swallowed
on
a
it?
knitting needle.
You're joking on a knitting needle.
I'm choking on a knitting needle that someone put in my Thai curry.
Oh no.
No.
Why does that sound familiar?
Don't make fun of
I'm
him.
sorry. I just had to tease you.
Yeah, well,
I don't
you
know
wouldn't be the
why he
first, and you won't
swallowed
be
a
the last. It
toothpick.
was a beautiful song.
That was. I thought that was
Wasn't it a
funny.
lovely song? Bitch.
Telling you, Chef Mark's becoming quite the singer.
That'll learn you. Hey, I was a
No.
singer before I was a chef, Archer. Didn't you know that?
I think I did know that, but I mean on the
Oh, okay. All
podcast.
right.
He
No,
was a
actually, I
big
wasn't. I
Broadway
shouldn't brag.
star.
I wasn't a singer, and I was not a Broadway star. I was in a few Broadway shows. It's a very large gap between those two. Bernadette Peters, I am not.
Well, so Michael, how are you? Let's have a toothpick update.
It's been a week. I can only assume it's passed successfully.
But did you have to like look in all your poop to see if he saw
Well, I didn't do any in-depth searching. I did casual glances to see if I
it?
could
Looking for
see.
poop
Yeah,
in all the wrong
exactly.
places. Looking
Yeah.
for poop.
So I just did the casual glances and was satisfied that I didn't see anything. So
Yeah, I think your body absorbed it.
Yeah,
You know, broke it down into little bits and you
Right, and
absorbed
I
all the
didn't
nutrition from it.
experience yeah, I didn't experience anything they were fearful of, like abdominal pains or any kind of fever or anything. So I
No
think all
aliens
is
coming out of your stomach or
nope,
anything.
nope, nope. So all seems to be right with the world.
Yeah, I think it broke up and actually
Amen.
eventually did come out in your poop, so
And what a lovely topic of conversation.
You know what you should
Exactly.
do? You should take some filet mignon to the doctors over there that gave you the gyroscope thing.
But I think I would use colored toothpicks.
Yeah, with the little frilly stuff on the end.
And a
Yeah.
sign that says, "Warning, toothpicks, warning."
But I got to tell you, I don't know what kind of sedatives they gave me, but I was out like a light and like out of commission for a day and a half. It was
So you should ask for
fabulous.
a refill. You said, "I
I
need a refill.
know.
Can you give me some extra?"
I gotta call him up and find out the name.
It's the latest party drug.
It was good stuff.
I just thought it was so funny. The minute you get home, you have to do a podcast when you're all drugged up.
Well, I didn't want it to wear off.
I
I said, "Oh, this is gonna be great."
thought that was funny.
So,
Well, hey, have you finished this book, America's Boy?
no.
Okay, well, we don't have to talk about it because we can just chat.
Well, but
But
quickly, briefly tell us about the book and who wrote it and what it's about and all that.
all right, it's called America's Boy. It's a memoir by Wade Rouse, and I mentioned it before on my podcast when I was starting to read it. It's about this kid. Basically, it starts out as a kid, and he's fat, and he has to deal with being fat, and then a tragedy happens. His brother is killed, and then basically the rest of the book is how he deals. And his family deals with his brother's death and how, he has to deal with some of them thinking that maybe it should have been him who died instead of his brother, and how he deals with coming out and having a
I saw
boyfriend.
that movie. It was called Ordinary People.
Well, but they weren't gay and ordinary
No,
people.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but
Yeah.
remember how like the brother and then that whole thing. Mary Tyler Moore was a bitch, all that stuff.
Yeah, but I don't know if Michael will agree, but I think he spent way too much time on the depressing part of the brother's death. I mean, everything was related around this brother's death. Do you agree with that, Michael?
You know, I got to say, you know, after you and I had emailed a couple of times and I told you that I couldn't get through the book and you were like, oh, that's too bad. It gets better. So I said to myself, well, let me see if I can make, you know, get a few more chapters out. And I did. And I got at least to the point last night where he'd met his boyfriend, Gary, and had finally just come out to everybody. So that's as far as I've gotten, which is actually pretty far into the book.
I was going to say, you're close to the end.
I don't have that much left. But I was still hoping, you know, but the structure, Archer, it's just like the whole thing is just one depressing chapter after depressing chapter.
Because I will agree with that.
See, he's got this. I think that's you're talking about a memoir and not a novel that's fiction.
Correct. So it's correct. Like, and he's got this kind of structure where they're very short chapters, and he'll say, "Oh, you know, this happened today, and we did this, and we did this, and we did this," and then like the last two sentences are, "And then this horrible thing occurred."
Right.
Dun 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 dun. And every single chapter is like that.
Yes, I
agree.
And
finally,
with that.
I was just like, "Oh, come on, enough is enough." You know, I'm okay. Your life is bad, but. Please come up with a different way to tell me, because it was just constantly, we did this and we did this, and then my brother died.
Right.
Like, you know, and every chapter was like that.
And every
hopefully, though, there's a message at the end that's an inspirational thing, because otherwise, why write a memoir? I mean, if you're just a depressing person who's had all these terrible things happen to them, why write the book?
Well, if you finish the book, Michael, the message that you will get is that this guy should be interviewed on Rambo Redhead Show. Because the story reads like one of Rambo Redhead's shows where, you know, people have a coming out experience, they have tragedy in their life, and then everything works out great in the end.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, because otherwise, why would they publish a memoir like that unless there was that kind of thing at the end?
Well, and I think, too, once Michael, if you do ever eventually finish the book, things will just fly from the point that you're at now through the rest of the book, because they're very short chapters. He goes through the death of every one of his grandparents and
everyone dies and then it's
no,
the end.
No, but here's the thing.
It's getting better.
But now listen to me. He talks about wait a minute. He talks about how with each death they accepted him being gay, and the best one actually was one of his grandfathers. He hadn't told that he was gay yet, and he brings the boyfriend, or I can't remember the guy's name, with him to the hospital, and the grandfather grabs the guy's hand and says, "Take care of him." Like he's known all this time that he was gay, and he's you know, affirming it right then, that right before he dies, that you're gay and this is your boyfriend and I want him to take care of you, kind of thing.
Well, the last chapter I read was the mother had come into town. He had told his father it didn't go well. The mother had come into town to meet the boyfriend, whose name is Gary, because I just
Gary,
read it last
that's
night.
Right.
And the mother and Gary were getting along famously, and that was the last chapter that, you know, I got to.
Well, so then you really are close to the end.
Well, yeah, I am, but it's just, I'm surprised I made it this far.
Let's go back to the part you talked about with that whole deathbed thing, because I think that's interesting. I think I've actually heard several stories like that, and you know, it's interesting how when people get to the end of their life, whether it's through old age or that they just, you know, they're ill and they know that they're going to die, all of a sudden all the things that, you know, we wanted to control and be problematic with, we just realize, wait a minute, you know, there are more important things to focus on, and you know, it matters that you're alive and that you're my family more than it matters that I don't like that you're gay for people. And it's just interesting how it takes that for some people. Hopefully, you know, that's what that kind of lesson is to let people say, hey, you know, if that was the case for this person and it took that, you know, maybe I can actually let go of that and we can have a nice relationship now and live, you know.
Well, I that's very true, but I think in this book it's that and the fact that time passes and you know, anybody will get over you being gay in time. It may take 10, 20 years or whatever, but the book was showing that all of these people accepted his homosexuality and his boyfriend over time, because I know this book goes over like 40 years, right? 30 years, right?
Something like that.
So, you know, I just think in time everyone accepted it, and actually, as I said, in the end, he's very happy and things are fine. Although, I think he... Even maybe after this book, he breaks up with that guy, or the guy breaks up with him. Because didn't you get at one point that eventually something happens and they break up? Did you ever get that impression?
Not so far, no.
Okay, well, maybe that was just me.
No, but
projecting.
I was struck by the fact one of the chapters that I read last night was when he met him and they got together, and then when he decided, I guess the boyfriend found out that he lied about his age or something
Oh,
like
that's
that,
right, yeah.
and said, and said the boyfriend and said the boyfriend started screaming at him about, I will not be lied to, and I was like, okay, that should have been your first sign that this guy is a nut job,
That's what I was thinking too.
because he was treating him like shit,
Yeah.
over it was just like, and again, it was just another one of those chapters where it's like, my God, even this is not going right. Why am I still reading this dreck? And quite honestly, I've only gotten as far as I've gotten because you keep telling me it's going to get better. Because if I was reading it on my own and hadn't talked to you about it, I would have dumped it like 100 pages ago.
All right, now put the book down and pick up something else, then stop reading it.
I'm glad I didn't pay for it. Let's put it that way.
That's true. Well, now
My
I'm reading,
God.
as I mentioned on the podcast, I'm reading Tush by Jaffe Cohen. And now that's a book you should read because I'm only about three chapters in, but it starts out very sexy right away. And this guy working on these young kids to, he's obsessed with ass, with butts. So that's
With
a battle.
Tush.
With Tush, yeah. So it's sounding like it's going to be a good book. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
So
cool.
what are
Did
you
you
going to.
finish it, Mark?
And it's about Provincetown. No, I got so busy. I haven't. I know. I poor Jaffe. I'm sorry. I haven't finished it. I'm about three quarters of the way in, and I mean to, because I know. Anyway, I'm sorry, Jaffe. I love you.
Well, I don't think he listens to my podcast.
He might.
He
I
might.
subscribed to him. It's funny because I was over when I was interviewing him at his apartment. The one night I recorded him giving the reading, and then the next day I went over to his apartment, and after we were done, I subscribed him to a bunch of podcasts, and yours was one of them. I said,
Oh,
look,
cool.
you need to listen to a bunch of Queercast, because he was going on a book tour and all this stuff. And I said, if you can hook up with queer casters, they'll promote you. And I think I subscribed him to your show, so I don't know if he's listening,
Excellent.
but if you are, Jaffe, we love you.
Absolutely. Well, so Michael, what are you going to read next? What's up for your book reading?
I don't know, because now my time is a little more limited now because the chorus started rehearsing for the Christmas show.
Ah.
So I'm a little busier than I was over the summer. So I'm not
Uh-oh.
sure. And I've got a lot of podcasts to keep up with and now new television shows. So,
So you have no time to read.
yeah, which is sad actually since I work in a library.
That's right.
So it's not like I
That's
have to
right.
pay for any book I want to
Remember
read.
you remember that's so funny. You remember the that famous Twilight episode, Twilight Zone episode with Burgess Meredith?
Yes.
And in the library, he wants to, and he all he wants to do is read. And then there's like some apocalypse, and he's the only person alive. And finally, he has time, and no one's distracting him, and all he can do is read. And he decides, but all the, he puts big stacks about the order he's going to read them. And just when he sits down to read the first book, he drops his glasses.
Oh no.
Breaks his glasses, and he can't see.
And he can't see because he's blind as a bat. And he looks up in the sky like, why?
That's terrible.
Why?
I
I'm
actually.
picturing Michael in the stacks, with a toothpick.
Oh, I'm picking.
Oh.
I'm
Honey, if
picturing
I'm in
Mike.
the stacks, yeah, it's
I
not
was
going to
going
be
to say,
reading.
I'm picturing Michael in the stacks doing something else.
Archer's gangbang. Here we go again.
It
Oh,
always comes to
no.
that with you, Archer.
It does,
Hey, we definitely need to introduce our GPS systems to each other.
Oh, did you, Susie? Yeah,
Oh,
that's right.
my.
Yours is a bitch too, isn't it?
She is. Her name is
Which is
Bettina.
yours?
Her name is Bettina.
Okay,
Yeah, so
Bettina.
she's a
How
bitch.
nice.
But now, is yours in the car or is it a separate system?
It's a separate system. It's portable, so I can put it in whichever car I want.
What
So,
system do you have?
it's a Garmin Street Pilot.
Oh, okay. I have the
Yes.
TomTom.
Yeah, it's a Street Pilot i3. I love it. I mean, it was the best investment I have ever made because I get lost more often than not. I have a horrible sense of direction.
I have a
So,
Stiva.
yeah,
You don't
there you
even have a
go.
car.
No, but interestingly enough, I have a really good sense of direction.
Oh,
Well,
that's
that's good.
good.
But I always feel so guilty when I don't do what she says, and she like gets that tone and says, "Recalculating," and I'm like, "Sorry, I'm sorry."
Oh,
Yeah.
see, I don't. I turn the system functions off, so all I hear is when she says where to turn. Like
Oh.
if she's recalculating, I won't hear her say that.
You just like when she tells you where to go.
Exactly. Because actually, we weren't recording, but I did make a wrong turn, and she must have said three times, "Turn around." At the next street,
Turn
turn
around.
around. I'm
She
like,
at the and
okay.
finally at the end she said, "You stupid faggot, turn the
Yes.
car around."
You just expect them to go like, you know, I said turn right, asshole.
Right.
Did you guys ever hear that old Eddie Murphy routine where he used to talk about the talking car? You know, the door is ajar.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
door is ajar. And finally he said, man, if that car was in the hood, it'd say, yo, man, the door is ajar. Better close that motherfucker.
Oh, too funny.
I do love my little GPS, though. So
yeah, I do too.
But it's just funny, the voice. And my only choices on mine, I can switch her over to a British voice or the American voice, and all I have is a female choice. And the British voice is even bitchier than the American one.
And is it a...
What about like a Jamaican voice? That would be really cool.
Hey, man, turn left.
Turn left, man.
Is the British...
Or don't. I don't care.
Is the British one male or female? Did you say female?
They're both female.
Okay. I've got like 15 different choices I can choose.
Yeah, I can download other ones and add them to my system, but I don't see the need at this point. Yeah.
So. Can you get Sharon Stone?
That'd be cool.
No.
Wouldn't it?
Turn left. I said to turn left now, please. That would be great.
Too funny. Well, now, boys, this will be on Friday, so do you guys have any plans for the weekend?
Friday.
Yes, Friday evening. I will be in White Plains for our monthly meeting of the U.S., the New York chapter of the United States Personal Chef Association.
Oh.
Don't smell me. Taste me.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right.
Lots would like to.
You insist. You're only 90 minutes away.
Yeah, so we have our monthly meeting, and I'm the president of the chapter, so I have to go to all the meetings. And then I'm actually going to be going up to Jennifer's up in the Hudson Valley. This weekend is the Epicurean Road Rally, which is sponsored by a restaurant up near here, a really nice French restaurant. And it's basically like a scavenger hunt that you go on that has to do with things Epicurean. And we're hoping to podcast from it, you know.
And could you remind us what Epicurean means?
It means... Epicurean means like Epicurus, who was a gourmand in Greek legend, I think. And so it's people Michael. Who like things that are tasty and yummy.
Mark,
and
you're just too smart for us.
I know it. Oh,
oh
my God.
Be quiet. Shut up.
Now,
shut the fuck up, man. The door's ajar.
Well, if you have been enjoying the boyfriend's teasing with the history podcast on Thursday's show, on yesterday's show, you heard the history podcast, so hopefully you enjoyed that.
My brain hurts from the time travel. Wait a minute.
I know.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I totally forgot.
This afternoon, I was listening to the little Rush Limbaugh phone call the two of you did.
Well, I didn't really care for that. I was trying not to play along, but, you know, we had just come from a winery, hint, hint.
I think the boyfriend was slurring.
What's that
some
about
words.
Drinking and driving?
Shh. No, I was fine, obviously. But the boyfriend, but I don't want him to hear this, so I'm not going to say that.
In the background, just not to change the subject or anything, but they have Wheel of Fortune is playing in the background, and you know how they have those head-on commercials that they write on?
Yes.
And I was thinking, why don't they do an ad for a lube that's called Butt In, applied directly to the ass?
You know,
Butt In, applied directly to the ass.
You know, P&S does that head-on thing.
Oh, do they?
They do their own version of the head-on thing, yeah.
Oh, damn them. I came up with it independently and separately, so I'm not stealing it from them.
Oh, well. But anyway, back to Michael. Michael, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, this weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, I have two dinner parties to go to.
Nice.
So that's nice. Saturday.
Gay Men's Chorus.
I'm sorry.
Gay Men's Chorus.
Actually, yes, they both will be affiliated with one. Saturday night, actually, we're having a dinner party at my friend John's, who was just at our house for dinner and did the Monday podcast that we just did.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
the talk about that bitch of a waitress, Amanda. I think.
Yes. Oh, totally true story. It was a totally true story too.
Wow.
So yeah, we're going to his house on Saturday. Friday night, it's a restaurant kind of thing. Saturday during the day, I think we have a photo shoot scheduled for the holiday show for the poster and all the publicity. So
cool.
I'm on tap for that.
Archer kind of photo shoot?
No, I don't think so.
Let me tell you a story, because last year they asked me to do the photo shoot for last year's holiday show. I had just joined the chorus, and the title of the show was Elves Gone Wild, and it was going to be this takeoff of the whole Girls Gone Wild thing. Well, they took three of us and rented the sleaziest motel room in Connecticut that they could possibly find, and like for 2 hours we took all of these quasi-provocative photos in this sleazy motel dressed like Santa's elves.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Drinking, smoking, you know, just all over each other, in bed, out of bed, the whole nine yards. And it was the strength. And, like, you know, I had just met these people, like, 3 weeks before. And they said,
that's
we want you
better.
In the photo show. Yeah, yeah. So they were all strangers to me. Now they're, like, really good friends. But it was the most bizarre experience. So I have no idea what they're going to do to me this Saturday.
Oh, my.
So it could be an Archer kind of photo shoot.
It could. Sounds like it could be.
But, yes.
Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up because we're past our 30-minute mark. Because we were talking before you came in, so...
I know. I'm sorry I was late. I was catching up on the DVR shows from Monday.
That is quite all right.
So I had to watch The Class in Studio 60. And after I get off the phone, I'm going to catch up on Heroes.
Okay. Well,
until Lost comes on.
Exactly. Amen. I love my Lost, baby.
Mm-hmm. In that case, we can say our goodbyes. Do you guys want to tell everybody who you are real quick?
I want to say...
It's not time for that yet.
Okay. I'm Mark.
Hi,
and
Mark.
I'm an Aquarius.
I'm Michael. I'm a Pisces.
I like Perrier, fast cars, and men.
I like Mark and Archer. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Who I'm talking to is Michael from QCast Connecticut.
That's right.
And Mark from the Remarkable Palette Podcast and Remarkably Mark. And that's all I'll say. And you guys know who they are.
And you could come visit us on our websites, but you can't find mine on Archer's because he hasn't linked me yet.
I know. I'm so sorry. I haven't updated
as a
the
matter
website
of fact,
forever.
As a matter of fact, you know neither what? Has no. Mark.
I know. I keep meaning to put it in the sidebar.
Funny,
and
the
I
both
just...
of you are on mine.
I'm
so
sorry.
So busy.
Please, Michael, please forgive me.
You've been on my show.
You made me read a bad book, and now you didn't link me on
but
your
But the links are on my blog because I linked to you when you were on the show.
When we did the show, that's right.
Yes.
I want to be on the sidebar, Mark. That's when I'll know I really made it.
Okay, I'll sidebar you.
You will definitely be on my sidebar, too. I just have not updated the links, so I need to delete some of those, too. Anyway.
Sowie.
No
All
problem.
All right, kids, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for the call. And thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Ciao. And have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Archer Radio.